The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Tuesday, 29th of September, Torah Way, Northwest London, Yud Aleph Tishri, Tov Shein Pei Aleph, or Rav Ilan Halberstadt, straight into the sukkah.
Yud Aleph Tishri, Rabbi Say, here we are, not Yom HaKippurim. Everybody looks different. Klal Yisrael Atahar. Everybody is clean, and I always think of the moshul, the day after Yom Kippur is like a kid that wakes up in the morning, and it's a cold winter's morning, and outside the snow is white and absolutely totally pure all over the place. The first thought in that kid's head is, I want to be the first one into the snow. You know, I want to be the first one to put my own footprints into the snow. That's l'chaya, the moshul of the Yetzer Hara. Immediately after Yom Kippur, it's white, it's pure, Klal Yisrael have achieved a kapara, whatever level there's definitely kapara, and there's purity, and the Yetzer Hara is waiting to pounce to be able to put his feet back into the snow. So we have to go straight into the sukkah, as we've spoken about. Now, they say the joke goes brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this is not a joke part, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that twice is brought down, that immediately after Yom Kippur, one goes straight into building the sukkah. Straight into building of the sukkah. Why does it not say Abominim? It does not say Abominim. The Maizah, it's also a mitzvah, it's also coming up. Why does it say only sukkah? The joke goes, if you're only going to get your Abominim at that point, then forget it. It's often very, it's a bit too late by now. That's how the brisket spend the whole of Elul where it's choosing Abominim. You're only going to get your Abominim. No, it's really too late. That's the joke part. But the MS, what is the reason why it does say Sukkah? Abominim is also mitzvah, also coming up, also Sukkah. We should go straight there. And twice it mentions building of the Sukkah. And the answer to that is, the Chayyah, that of course the Abominim has its Avodah, and we speak about that separately, but the Sukkah is specifically related to Yom Kippur. Specifically comes as a protection of the post-Yom Kippur person that we have now become. And that is, Ki Tzpineni B'Sukkah B'Yom Noah. We say it in the Davar Hashem Ori. Everyone sort of holds on, you know, Motzei Yom Kippur, you suddenly get a shock when it's Tokei LaKadosh. It's like Maariv, like you get a bit of shock. Yeah, Melech HaKadosh Shem Lekiv, and then the next minute you're grappling for, well, maybe a Melech HaMishpat. Melech HaMishpat, we don't say either. Maybe something at the addition. Oh, the Dorosh and Ayri, there's something left. What Hashem can you hold on to? So what is it? What's up? Why didn't we say the Dorosh and Ayri? Isn't it, should we finish when Yom Kippur finishes? It's the end, yeah, Elul, and isn't it Shavuot? Dorosh and Ayri? No, because the Davar Hashem Ori is the next part. It's so critical. Because in the Davar Hashem Ori, we say exactly that. Ki Tzpineni B'Sukkah B'Yom Ra'ah. When you hide us in your sukkah, why is that so critical? Because as we see, every time there's a ke'ula for Klal Yisrael, you need sukkah afterwards. Every time. Why is this the case? Well, let's see where the case is. Yaakov and Esav, they have an almighty battle. All night, wrestling here, there, and finally, Yaakov wins, and Esav says, the Malach of Esav says, give me a bracha, fine, and then where did Yaakov go? He goes to Sukkot. Klal Yisrael come out of Mitzrayim. We just take it out of Mitzrayim, and Nissim, fantastic. Where's the first place we go? Straight after he says Mitzrayim. A place called Sukkot, not for nothing. Look, Yaakov, he goes, he finishes with Esav, he goes to Sukkot. So Esav came out of his time, he goes to Sukkot. It's not for nothing. Because the levels that a person has reached have to be retained. When Yaakov fights with the Malach, what that represents is not simply just a one-off fight between Yaakov and Esav, but an ongoing battle between the Jewish people and Esav, and the ongoing internal battle of every individual between his Yetzer HaTov and his Yetzer Hara. And in fact, in the Sforim, it's brought down that the battle of Yaakov and Esav is what takes place in Yom Kippur. Sa'il HaShem and Sa'il HaZazel is a battle between, so down the Magon speaks about it in the Haggadah, actually in Chagavio, between the Sael Hashem and Sael Azazel, which means to say the Sael Azazel is Esav and the Sael Hashem is Yaakov. And the idea being that the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra, the forces of good and the forces of evil that conflict within a person, the whole of Yom Kippur is to expunge and to get rid of the Yetzer Ra, to send that Sael Azazel off and to say, that's not who I am. I did Averus. That's what I did. That's not who I identify with. That's not who I am. I am a Yaakov Ishtom. What's interesting is the Medrash says that when we throw the soil Azazel, we do it as Mechap al Avoinoisom, the Lashon of the Pasuk, I don't have it in front of me, but it uses, and with this, it's Mechap al Avoinoisom of Klaliton. Avoinoisom, the Medrash says, Avoinoisom. The sins of Tam, of Yaakov Ki'ilu, meaning we are Yaakov, right? Our sins, that gets thrown off the cliff, and that actually makes us Tam. It's an interesting thing, right? We're supposed to be Tam, i.e. perfect and pure, but we have Averus. We get rid of that, that's Mechapal, Avoinoisom, Avoinois Tam, Avoinois of Karisol, we identify with Yaakov, chuck off the Esav, and thereby retain the purity that we're supposed to have. But how do you keep that level? How do you retain the level of Motzi Yom Kippur? Through the bitochen of the sukkah. You need protection of the sukkah. If anybody thinks that they can manage it alone, then that's for sure a recipe for disaster. We come in front of Hashem on Yom Kippur, we say, Zachlonu, Machalonu, we ask for Spicha, Mechila, Kapara. And one thing that we admit on Yom Kippur, hopefully that we've gained, is a little bit of humility. We're not exactly the Schwitz people that we would like to be. We stand here and understand that we've fallen short. And a simon of somebody who has this understanding is he's always an onov. The anova is the most important midah. That's why when we say yud gimel midah for rachamim, right? We say mention Moshe Rabbeinu as onov, right? As it says there, because we have to be, you have to have anova in front of Hashem. And the anova is the understanding that Hashem has given us a gift of slicha, mechila, v'kapara. That's a gift. Now what do we do forward? How do we go forward? That is now completely, we have to put our trust in Hashem. That we try our best, but we need Hashem's protection. We don't think that we are mighty. In fact, as the Gemara says, ilmale yetzahara, ilmale Hashem oizrei layachalai. Without Hashem's help, we couldn't overcome him, which means to say, very interesting, the battle between the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra is a foregone conclusion. Yetzer Ra is much stronger. Compared to, you look at the guy in the right corner, it's Mitzvah Man, Yaakov, he's a little bit, a bit shrach. In the red corner, Esav, mighty warrior, it's a foregone conclusion. But we have the secret weapon. We've got the secret weapon, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. It's only according to the understanding that Hashem helps us that we put ourselves our trust in Him. And therefore, after every ge'ula, it's not, okay, all right, we're on a new level, we could do this, but rather, we can only do this with Hashem. When Yaakov fights with the Malach, first thing he does is to Sukkah. Sukkah represents the idea of bitochen and trusting in Hashem and giving yourself over totally to Hashem. I can't do it, but Hashem, you can help us. In fact, not just help us, you are the one that will be able to help us get through and retain the purity that we've gained. We come out of Mitzrayim, we're elevated to this incredible level. The Jewish people are then, what do we do next? You think about these things. What did it look like the day after Yetzias Mitzrayim? Well, the day after Matan Torah, you can imagine what Elam would be like, well, yesterday was murdered, okay? What next? You have to put yourself, your trust in Hashem. And that's why exactly, after Yaakov fights with Esau, And Yaakov is successful, he goes to Sukkot, the protection of Hashem. After Yetzias Mitzrayim, we go to Sukkot. And after we have Matan Torah, where's the Sukkot there? After Matan Torah, also, amazing level. How do you retain that level? Answer, Mishkan. The Mishkan is Sukkot. Mishkan is saying, it's not all over, that was that level. Now you go into the Mishkan, you have to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Put yourself in that trust. The Mishkan and Sukkah go together. Many, many connections between Mishkan and Sukkah. And it's best learned out together. The centerpiece of the Mishkan is where we actually learn the measurements of the Sukkah, the Aron. The Mishkan represents, I will be living amongst you. And that's exactly what the Sukkah is as well. So we need the protection. The sukkah is the incubator that protects us from the outside. Kids, b'nei b'sukkah b'yem ra'a. And we say it all the time. We say it every day. Hashtiveinu Hashem lekein l'shalom. Gal Yisrael. Right? Let's start with the bracha. Gal Yisrael. Let's say a maruf. Gal Yisrael. We say Gal Yisrael. Hashem has redeemed us. And then in the next bracha, Hashtiveinu Hashem lekein l'shalom. Amdeinu lekein l'chaim. For it's in sukkah shloimecha. We speak about the protection of the sukkah, the shmira. It's all about shmira. Ask the Gemara, one second. There's a mistake here, seemingly. You say Gal Yisrael. It's supposed to go into Shemone Esrei. You're not allowed to have anything interrupt you. In the morning, Gal Yisrael, we don't even say the word Yisrael, so there shouldn't be an interruption in our main. You should be able to go straight from Yisrael, Gal Yisrael, into Shemone Esrei. It's my shachar. Why am I at Mariv? At Mariv, Gal Yisrael, Hashkiveinu. What's Hashkiveinu doing there? I'm not talking about Baruch Hashem La'olam, that's another addition, it's another story, but according to the nusach of the Gemara and the way it is in it, it's all, what's Hashkiveinu inserted? Says the Gemara, because without Hashkiveinu, you don't have a Ge'ula. Ge'ula arichta damya. Meaning to say, the Ge'ula, God Yisrael, is very nice to take us out of Mitzrayim. But it wouldn't have been a complete Ge'ula if we were taken out of Mitzrayim, left us in the Midbar, v'zahu. It has to be that there was a Shmira afterwards. Sukkos, because in order to retain the Ge'ula, it's not enough that we be redeemed. We have to keep the level of the that we've attained with that redemption. So we have Gal Yisrael, Hashkiveinu Hashem Lekein L'Shalom. Because without that Shmira, you don't have a Ge'ula. You need to have the Shmira. The Shmira is holding the Ge'ula in place. Otherwise, we lose it all the next day. And so it is. Every time there's a Ge'ula, the next step immediately is to go continue, but with the extra caution and protection that is absolutely necessary. Since everybody's now on a higher level, the greater you are, the bigger the Yetzara, which doesn't, by the way, mean that you have a bigger yet to pick up. We understand that. The greater you are, the greater the Yetzirah. I understand. So how can he ask you have the taiva to go murder people? How does that work? That's a pshat. No, it means, you think that's called a big Yetzirah. No, that's called a gross Yetzirah. A big Yetzirah means much more subtle, much more wise. The bigger you become, he doesn't attack you, go out and murder today. He doesn't do that. He's much cleverer than that. Right, but you become wiser, more astute, more careful. So he's also going to be wiser and more astute. And God he's a godly man who doesn't. The God doesn't think like, you know, he has these greater tithes like other people. No, it's not. He has to also become more sophisticated. The Yitzhak becomes more sophisticated. The guy is a low life. You know, the Yitzhak just throws an easy thing. You know, time to do some stealing today, and it's easy. But with a tzaddik, Yitzhak is much more sophisticated. Because you're on a high level. So Klal Yisrael, we're all on a high level, which means the Yetzirah has become more sophisticated, and in order to have protection, we have to go into the sukkah. Hashkiveinu Hashem Lekein L'Shalom. And that's why it's all about sukkah. It's all about it. It doesn't even, not beremez, it's mafurish. This is the reason why we continue saying the Dovid Hashem Ayri all the way up until the last moment. It's interesting. After
Kol Halashon.
Everything else, we leave behind one thing and leave behind another thing. But mamash to the end. It's like we will say that bracha because we want in shmir until the very last moment. And meaning, I mean, even after Ishana Rabba, you still say the Davar Hashem Ayri. Like just the last part, because even after Ishana Rabba, it's only now we're finished. You know, everyone always wonders when does the din finish? And then there's Hanukkah, and then, you know, what that means is the levels of din. The Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur Yechaseinim. There's something called the Shana Rabba. But yeah, that's an ability on that day to maybe rewrite something that's already been sealed. A last opportunity. It's not that something that's not been decided. It's been decided, but then there's the next stage. We can ask for more Rachamim, etc. But after each of those stages, there's still Vaita, a Shmira that we need. And therefore, we have the Shmira of the Vedavra Hashem all the way up to the very end, which speaks about the Shmira of the Sukkah. I often point out, that when we look at the connection between the Sukkah and Shmira, there's a lot to see the comparison. Because, firstly, what is the Sukkah made of? We know the Sukkah is made of 2.5 walls, not much, 2 and a bit. You know, now obviously the pasuk, the understanding is, it's not what you think protection is. It's dafka not supposed to be a solid building. It's dafka supposed to let rain in and let some light in. Okay, you want to have rave shade, but it's supposed to let sun. It's dafka. We know a flimsy structure because we're putting our trust in Hashem, not in our building material. And 2 and a bit walls, and all halacha mishmi Sinai. The amazing thing, more than any other area in all of Torah, you see halacha mishmi Sinai. Kabbalah says this word, magic of halacha mishmi Sinai works in the world of sukkah. For example, yeah, we've got lavud, which is something which was within three. Okay, that's not specifically unique to sukkah, but comes out very much in sukkah. We've got Deishan Akuma, the bent walls. We've got good Asik, good Achis. You've got the 2.5 walls themselves, that's called enclosed. Yeah, but all the chitzas of the sukkah are working halacha l'moshe Sinai. Why? Well, why here of all places do we have all these interesting things, the bent walls and the closed off gaps? Because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. And in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, that you have to look at the world in a different way. You don't need the protection of the physical world. You need Hashem's protection. So dafke here, you have things that defy the normal rule. Or another example, where you see, where do we learn the Oren from? Where do we learn the sukkah from? We learn it from the Oren. It says that the Oren, the most conclusion is, the Oren was a certain height, right, 10 foot high, and the Kruvim was Tochichim B'Kanfeyem. They were spreading their wings on top. Tochichim B'Kanfeyem. Tochichim, Lashon Tzchach. And the Gemara says the gap between the top of the wing and the top of the Oren, that gap was 10 Tzchachim. And from there is actually where we learn Sukkah. That's where we learn the measurement of the minimum size Sukkah is 10 Tzchachim. What's the Pshat? Because that was exactly the place. Because Baruch Hu spoke to Kalal Yisrael, Me'al Kapayas, Mi'ben Shnei Kruvim. That's exactly where the Shekhinah spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, from that very place. Which means that is the Mokken where Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shamayim comes down to this world and interacts with mankind. Speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, speaks to Kalal Yisrael, through that place. That's the Sukkah. The Rebbeinu Shalom's world comes now into this world and speaks to us. When we live in the Sukkah, we're living in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. Of course it has to have new rules. That the Oren, Einam and Amidah, was known. So the Oren didn't take up any measurement. How come? It's defying nature, because it's where the supernatural meets the natural. So there's a point there where things exist. It's an Oren, it exists as a box, and you can measure it, but it didn't take up any measurements. How's that possible? Yes, because that's where the natural is touching, is meeting the supernatural. And that's what the Sukkah is. The Rebbeinu Shalom is coming down into this world, so to speak, and the Shekhinah is going to be residing here. We put ourselves into that place. How do we do so? By creating the walls ourselves, okay? And to bring the Schach. The Schach has to be something which is not Makabal Tumah. Poshet, obviously, if you want to create Hashem's world, it's got to be not Makabal Tumah. And it's got to be something that's Gedulei Min Ha'aretz. Gedulei Min Ha'aretz, it goes from the ground, but at the same time, it's no longer attached to the ground. Why? Gedulei Min Ha'aretz, V'ratisa Shevach, as you said yesterday, Hashem wants Shevach from people down here. Malachim, thousands and thousands. But Ratzitza Shevach, you want the praise of mankind. Somebody who's boss of a dom with his feet on the ground and can actually recognize the Ibrahim Shalom. That's what Hashem wants. It's got to be Kidulei Min Ha'aretz. It's got to come from the ground. That's what Hashem wants. That it comes from us. But at the same time, it's got to be Nitka from the ground. Detached from the ground. Don't be Oretz Dika people. People that are submerged in the ground. You've got to elevate yourself up. That's how you build a sukkah. I put myself in Hashem's world by taking myself out of the physical and saying, this type of material, that's the protection that I'm asking Hashem to give me. I put myself in His world. And it's Yodua that the sukkah itself, the sukkah, is Gematria 91. Sukkah 91. And 91 represents the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yudkei Vavkei, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, together. It's a well-known thing. In Sfardi Sidurim, they have the Shem Hashem written like that, Yudkei Vavkei. And instead of Yudkei Vavkei, they put Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, right? They have that. What does that represent? Yudkei Vavkei is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shloim, above the world. Hoya, Hoya, the Yiyah, above time, above everything we could possibly understand. Adonus, Adai means Hashem is the master down here. This world in which we occupy, Hashem is the master down here. Our job is to take Yudkei Vavkei, the concept of, higher head of year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above everything, and recognize he's down here. He's here into this world. That's exactly Hashem Hu Elokim. That's the Tachlis of Yom Kippur. Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hu HaElokim. He is the Elokim in this world. We recognize that Ribbono Shel is above anything we can possibly fathom. He is the master of this world. And that's what Sukkah is. You take Yud Kei Vav Kei and you bring it into Odin. You bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. You say, Hashem, I'm putting myself into your world. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, is 91. That's what the Sfarim say, because that's what it is. It's bringing the Ribbono Shel into this world. And when you bring Hashem into this world, you say, Hashem, I put myself in your world. You're living in that Sukkah. Then you have the protection. That's why 91 happens to also be, whatever, Gematria Ilam, but that's another story. And that also represents the same idea. It's supposed to have roots in Shemayim, roots. In fact, the Sfarim call this world is like an upside-down tree. The roots are in Shemayim, and the branches are down here. That's what we're supposed to be. Trees in this world grow with their roots down here, and we are aspiring towards Shemayim. But ultimately, the way the world works is the roots are all in Shemayim. And the pay rates are expressed in this world. This world is a place of a tree where it's supposed to see where it really is rooted. But it's also the idea of, that's why it's not for nothing, that this, how do we get the protection, is what I'm trying to say. How do we get the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By realizing that Yud Kei Vav Kei is very much with us in this world. It's absolutely with us, and we have to immerse ourselves in that. And that's why 91, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud together, is also the capital of Tehillim. I didn't see this ever brought down. This is my idea, but posh it to me. David HaMelech knew exactly what he was doing when he said which Tehillim is going to be where. But capital 91, Tadi Aleph, is Yodua, everybody knows, is Yoshev B'Seisa Elen B'Tzeil Shakai Yisloinim. B'Tzeil Shakai, this is exactly the Sukkah. B'Tzeil Shakai, that's the entire purpose of the Sukkah, is to sit in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be under his protection. And Tadi Aleph is all about the Shmira. That's what we know. It saves us from all Mega and Machala. That's what we speak about. So if you want to know the ultimate cure of how we're supposed to have protection in this world, protection, the most important protection is the spiritual protection. And that is achieved by immersing ourselves into the Sukkah itself. We put ourselves in the Sukkah. That's the Tzadi Aleph of Yeshev B'Seisa Elyon, B'Tzeil Shakai Yisleinu. And let me end with one last thing to explain. What does it mean, B'Tzeil Shakai? Why is the protection expressed in terms of B'Tzeil, the shade? For us, it's a bit difficult. You know, we think of Sukkah, we think of rain, we think how we're going to get the roof on, what's going to be, who's going to protect. But basically, protection from the sun. The sun is something that they have in hot countries, and it shines in to your Sukkah. So it's supposed to provide protection, doesn't it? Okay, also it says from rain, but the main thing as it's brought down, and halachically it's got to be able to provide rubain, sail, the shade from the sun. Why dafka from the sun? It's the same idea, just repeated from a different angle. The umay to oilam are compared to they look at the world through the sun. Ein chodosh tachas ha-shamash. We clothes will go according to the moon. Right? That's what we're moinu lefil levono. The umay to oilam represents the sun. Like we said before, the battle between Yaakov and Esau is the battle ultimately between the moon and the sun. So you look at the world as just again and again, it's just a cycle of Ein Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh. Or do you see the Shemesh as it's supposed to be seen, the sun, which is a Shemesh? Shemesh is Lashem Shemesh. It's just serving, it's a servant of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we say, there's Ischadshus, HaChodesh is Elohim, which is what is represented by the moon. That's our job in the world. So when we are threatened by the world out there and the forces of nature that want to just bring us back down to earth, we've had a Yom Kippur with a Ne'ilah, and now what's going to be? Yeah, we're going to come back down to earth and just live under the Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, Chas V'Shalom. And we're just living in the world of the sun. That's not a Yid's place. A Yid doesn't live in the world of the sun. That's the non-Jews, they count the fee, the Shemesh. We have to live with this Chadshus. We have to live with Hashem's protection. So part of the protection is, now that you come back down to earth, from Ne'ilah, you come back down to earth, you've got to come back down with the understanding you go into the Sukkah and the protection from the sun. The sun is the way that the Ummat Olam see the world. Ein Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh. We say, no, we're not going to live in that world. We're going to live in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's world in this world. That's the biggest Kiddush. And that's why everybody knows, even though Ne'ilah is the greatest time of the whole year, Ne'ilah is the highest time. It says even in the Ramchal, right, that a person can achieve levels, whatever this means, a person can achieve levels of like Adam Rishon before the Chet. But so the Ramchal writes, so it's extremely, extremely high time. But what next? You think, oh, and we come back down to earth with a bump. No, Ratzisos Shevach from this world. The tachlis of the Ne'ilah is actually to bring it into the Sukkah. That's what the Ben Yishalom said. So it's amazing that you've lived one day a year without food, without drink, without any Olam Hazeh, and you've managed to climb up into Olam Abba. Meiridik. But now do what you're supposed to do in this world. Take that and schlep it into this world and live into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world with your feet on the ground. That's what Hashem wants, as the Kotzker Rebbe used to say. Anshei Kedesh. Tiyunli, want Anshei Kodesh. Malachim? No, Baruch Hashem, there's lots of Malachim. But Anshei Kodesh, people with their feet on the ground, they can also be Kodesh to people. That is exactly the Tachlis HaBriyah. That's the Tachlis. That's our purpose in this world. And therefore, Matzah Yom Kippur is exactly the Tachlis. To take all the levels of the Ilah and to bring it into this world. That's the Shmirah, that's the protection from the Sam, that's the shade, that's the Tavi Aleph of the Sukkah, and living in the Ibn Shalom's world. The Yudke Vavke, bring it into the Aleph, Tavid, and the Nidus. When we do that, we'll be able to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shachanti v'soicham, as we know, the Tachlis of the giving of the Torah wasn't the giving of the Torah, is to then take that Torah and put it into the Mishkan. That's exactly post Yom Kippur, is the Tachlis of Yom Kippur. Take everything that we've gained from Yom Kippur and schlep it now into the Sukkah and live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May we be zeicher to only have a clean, tahor dikah year full of bracha, and we should only see good things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us by keeping us in His protection of His Sukkah. Amen. Can you
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.